Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 444, Networking Wind Sprints.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hey, this week I am in Austin, Texas, and we are preparing for our first executive management meeting with the BNI top management coming to Austin. So I'm in my new hometown this week, but we're doing a big management meeting for BNI.
Oh, that's great. So tell me a little bit about this networking wind sprints. What is that about?
What do wind sprints and networking have to, to do with each other, right?
Right.
So wind sprints are, you know, when people get down into like three-point stance. I first saw it in football, American-style football. And, you know, the coach would blow a whistle and you'd run like a bat out of heck for 10 yards and back or 50 yards or back or whatever. So it's, they're, you know, running quickly in short spurts. And it's part of the fundamentals of football. And I'll tie it into BNI and into networking in just a minute. But I want to tell a story. I learned a really important lesson about the fundamentals of success when I was playing football as a high school kid a long, long time ago. We had a really good team, a pretty good team, my junior year of high school. So I was, you know, like 16 years old when I started the year. And most of the team members were juniors. And the following year, the team had mostly seniors. And we had some pretty high expectations for the season, you know, because it was going to be mostly seniors, be a little more mature. And a situation like that can kind of maybe, you probably haven't ever seen this in teenagers, Priscilla, but it maybe made us a little overconfident.
Okay.
And when the season started, we thought we were, you know, we were really experienced. And they have this, in football, this brutal rite of passage that's called Hell Week. And it's called Hell Week for a really good reason. The conditioning that the team is put through is pure hell. The team does very little other than drills and exercises. You know, they have to do isometric exercises, wind sprints, those short distance sprints as fast as you can run, hitting the bags, tackling dummies, running in place, hitting the ground. Did I mention wind sprints?
You did.
The wind sprint, running up and down stadium steps, hitting the sled. Now they have these big giant sleds, and they're made of iron, Priscilla. They're not aluminum. They're not light. They're made of iron. And then they take two of the fattest coaches known to mankind, and they stand on it, and you have to hit it and knock them back. You know. And did I mention wind sprints? Oh, God, so many wind sprints, lots and lots of wind sprints. And we were doing these drills for days. And we never even saw the football. I never saw the football except for when the coach would throw it at my backside for not running fast enough. Otherwise, you know, we didn't get to touch the ball. We weren't doing plays. And we knew we were a pretty good team, and we felt we didn't need to go through all this nonsense. We just wanted to play ball, not run around the field and hit bags. So we had this bright idea to maybe have a chat with the coach, tell the coach we didn't want to do the wind sprints anymore. We didn't want to do the conditioning. We just wanted to play ball. Now, from my experience, coaches generally have two answers for anything they don't like. The first is no. The second is, what part of no don't you understand? So when we went to the coach and told him we didn't want to do it anymore, imagine our surprise when he said, okay, all right, I'll make you a deal. you get here an hour early tomorrow, we're going to take a little bus ride. And after the bus ride, I just want to say a few words. And if you want to drop the conditioning program after that, then you can do it. And we're like, are you kidding? You know, road trip, no wind sprints for the day. We're in, coach. We'll go. So we were all there early the next day. We rode this bus down to a state university in Southern California where I grew up. And at the time, the university was one of the practice fields for the Los Angeles Rams, what was then the Los Angeles Rams. And we realized we were going to see the Rams practice live. And we were stoked. We were in awe. You know, it's one thing to be in a football stadium looking down on the field, but it's something completely different to be on the field. We were right on the field. And it just looked so much bigger. And of course, the players. Priscilla, have you ever seen a professional football player in full regalia, like 3 feet away from you?
No, but they're so huge.
Oh, these men are huge. I mean, if, for those of you listening to the podcast, look around the room. Look at the door frame for the door, okay? Imagine a man like that with a big helmet, hair on his teeth, one eye in the middle of his head. You know, I mean, these guys were gigantic. And they were some of the amazing players. It was Rosie Greer, Merlin Olsen, Jack Youngblood. These were our heroes. Just incredible, incredible players. And we watched as our heroes stepped out onto the field. And we were in total awe as they lumbered out to the grass and for the next 2 hours did wind sprints. They tackled dummies, hit bags, ran in place, attacked the sled, and of course, did lots and lots of wind sprints. The truly amazing thing about this is that they weren't just doing the same conditioning exercises that we were doing. They were doing the exact same conditioning exercises in the exact same order that we were doing them in.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that our high school head coach was college roommates with one of the assistant coaches for the Rams. And he gave our coach the conditioning book for the Rams. And that's basically what we were doing. Now, granted, it was probably Rams light, but still, it was the same kind of program. So we returned to campus and the coach took us out, put us in this big semicircle. And the coach looked at us and he said, boys, it doesn't really matter if you're talking about Pop Warner football, which is the little kiddie football, high school football, professional football, or life. If you do not learn to execute the fundamentals flawlessly, if you do not engage in the conditioning necessary, you will never be a champion on or off the field. It doesn't matter if we're talking about football, school, work. When you leave this school and you go on to college, you have to learn the fundamentals and do the drills that'll make you successful in your life. When you go on to your professional careers, you'll see that there are fundamentals there that you have to learn in order to be a champion in that profession. Only those of you who are willing to develop the physical and mental conditioning necessary to execute the fundamentals will ever succeed. And this is something you have to choose. I can't choose it for you. So you have to decide what kind of team you're going to be. I'll never forget. He said, I can't push a noodle. I can't make someone do something they don't want to do. You have to make that commitment yourself. So I'm going to step into my office. You guys talk and decide what you want to, you know, take a vote, decide what you want to do. And he walked away. What do you think we voted on, Priscilla?
I'm pretty sure you decided to do wind sprints.
Yeah, it took a couple of seconds, man. He had us worked up. He had us all lathered. We were like, yeah, wind sprints. I hated wind sprints. Yeah, wind sprints. We got to do wind sprints. What a great lesson. We had a great season, but more importantly, we learned an incredible life lesson. Success comes to those who execute the fundamentals flawlessly, to those who are willing to do the conditioning necessary to be successful. It only comes to those who drill and learn and drill some more. The secret to success without hard work is still a secret. And that's where networking comes into the wind sprints. I go to chapter meetings and I watch the meeting. And, you know, Priscilla, let's see if we can pick something out of the meeting. If you had to pick one thing that is repetitive and done at every meeting, what would it be? That everybody does.
The introduction, for example.
Yeah, probably the introductions. Right. I would agree completely. So I see people doing the introductions and they're jogging through their wind sprint, mm-hmm. through their introduction.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about what to say while the person before them is speaking, or they just make it up on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see them just jogging through the process. On the other hand, I see people who come in prepared. They have a mini lesson plan. They want to teach someone about what it is that they do and how they can be referred. And that preparation makes all the difference in the world. That's the conditioning I'm talking about. That's the wind sprints of networking in BNI, is doing the hard work necessary and not just jogging through the process. That's how you get successful in a BNI program.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good.
Yeah, so look, you know, we all have a choice. We can do the conditioning, and I'm not just talking about sports now. We can do the conditioning necessary, or we can just jog through the process. And I'm here to tell you, having run BNI now for more than 31 years, that the little bit of extra hard work yields substantially greater results over and over and over again. Well, that's everything I've got for today, Priscilla.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Dr. Meisner. Well, I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com. It's the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thanks for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.